Let's focus our attention now on that press conference given by the economic freedom fighters. This in regard to Palapala, the issues arising out of the independent panel and their report. And now the deliberations going on in the African National Congress, first in the National Working Committee, then in the National Executive Committee. That's happening right now. And tomorrow, of course, a discussion in Parliament that will raise all sorts of important issues and concerns. Nokukhanya Mtambo was at the EFF presser and joins us now. Nokukhanya, very good afternoon to you. I understand from your report on the news bulletin a little bit earlier that the EFF says they're going to make sure that this thing gets to court one way or another. Did they give some idea of exactly how they're going to pursue that? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. So the EFF says there are a number of avenues that they want to exhaust before they get to the point of taking it to court. And that includes, of course, the parliamentary process that we're set to see tomorrow with the voting of whether or not the impeachment process should go ahead or whether or not an impeachment committee should be set up to investigate whether there is a case to impeach the president. If that fails, they also do want to go through with a vote of no confidence against the president, again, rallying up all the opposition parties to try and get him out of office using that process as well. If that fails, and if all else fails, they are willing to, according to them, then go through the avenue of the courts. They didn't go through the exact mechanisms of how exactly they would take that matter up. But it is also a matter of bringing in the South African Reserve Service, the Reserve Bank, as well as the Office of the Public Protector, because there are still outstanding reports that are being prompted by the EFF to be delivered by those officers. And so they will want to use at least some of those reports to then build up another case if the parliamentary processes fail, John.
So in terms of their expectations for the parliamentary vote tomorrow, did the EFF give an indication as to whether they believe that obviously they'll need some votes from within the ANC? Do they believe that they actually have enough votes to get this pushed through and the report accepted?
Well, absolutely. They're quite adamant and quite confident that they do have the numbers to go through with that. EFF leader Julius Malema, with no uncertain terms, said they absolutely have the numbers. And just to break it down, John, to give our listeners a sense of what it is exactly that they need, the ANC has 230 seats in the National Assembly, and opposition parties have 170. So they would need the total of the 170 opposition seats to vote in favor of it, but also needing at least 31 of the ANC members at the National Assembly to vote in favor with the opposition leaders to then give them enough majority for that process to be seen through. So they are optimistic that they will get even some of the ANC members to vote against their president, Cyril Ramaphosa, to get the ball rolling in terms of that impeachment process. But he also says if it so happens that it doesn't work out in their favor and the opposition parties aren't able to see through that process, it will be an indictment against the ANC to show the country as a whole of what they really are made of and the fact that there's very little moral fiber within the ANC should they not get the numbers. But plainly saying earlier today, he's certain that they do have the numbers, they do have the opposition parties in their corner, and it will go ahead, John.
Nokukhanya, what else came up at the press conference that we ought to know about?
So other than the matter of Palapala and the EFF vowing to make sure that the president is held accountable, the press briefing also was an opportunity for the EFF to celebrate an achievement for them since their inception in 2013. They have finally reached the milestone of a million membership base, which is a massive campaign that they've been heading up all across the country. All the nine provinces in South Africa reached their targets in terms of getting the membership base. They are now beyond a million. I think they exceeded that number by an odd 80,000 members. And that for them really was a massive celebration, and it's something that they celebrated during the CEC meeting that they held during the weekend. But those were the two main takeaways, John, from today's press briefing.
Nokukhanya Mtambo, EWN reporter.